Takeaway pizza. Oh, yeah, there it is. There's a picture of it there. I love to have pizza when I'm hungry and I want to have a treat. And it's only around the corner that it comes from. But I wonder, how far do the ingredients have to travel? So when we have a pizza, it's made up of lots of different ingredients. And they have to travel a little bit further than round the corner. Does anyone know how far this flour that is used to make the base of a pizza has to travel? Have a guess, anyone? How many miles do you think?
100.
100? Could be 100. Think it might be more than that? 50? What do you think? 200? Well, this flour here comes from North America. This bag of flour, which is 5,400 miles away. You were nowhere near. 5,400 miles. That's just the flour. And if anyone's good at maths, feel free to add these up in your head to find out how many miles the pizza travels. So the first figure is 5,400. Okay. The next ingredient. Let's see how far that has to travel. Should we have our next slide? It's even very well though. Oh, tomatoes. I wonder where tomatoes come from. How far away do tomatoes come from? Oh, William? What was that? You grow them in your garden, so your tomatoes don't have to travel very far. I've actually grown some in my garden this year as well. Yeah, but the ones that go on this pizza, well, these tomatoes are from Italy. How far away do you think that might be? Yep. 1,000! Oh, you saw the answer. Yes, 1,000 miles. So that's your next figure. Miles already, and that's only two ingredients. Okay, next ingredient. Tuna. I've got some tuna on my pizza today. Now, that comes from quite far away. Shall I tell you the country before you guess how far it is? This tuna comes from Mauritius. How many miles do you think that tuna has had to travel to get onto my pizza? 6,000? You're very close, actually. Very close. What do you think? 6,300? You're close. 7,000? Not quite. 7,000 is a little bit less than that. Oh, one more. 10,000. Oh, I'll tell you, it's 5,600 miles. You were close. You were close. So that's your next figure. 5,600. Okay. Oh, pineapple. Definitely belongs on a pizza. No? Always. Right, pineapple. How many miles do you think a pineapple has to travel to get onto a pizza? Noah? Halfway across the world. Well, you're close. Ish. Not quite that far. No, it's a bit closer. This pineapple grew in Kenya. This pineapple came from Kenya. Charlie? 15,000. Oh, it's a little bit more than that. It's a bit more than that. Bit more than that. Bit more than that. Actually, quite a lot more than that. 900? It was 4,500 miles. Gosh. So for anyone adding this up, there's your next figure. 4,500 miles. Oh, gosh. Right, what else have we got on the pizza today? The next one is peppers. Gosh, they don't have to travel quite so far. That's another thing you can grow in your garden. Maybe if you've got a greenhouse, you could. They are actually grown in greenhouses. They grown in Holland, these ones. These are Dutch peppers. They grow them in greenhouses. So they're a bit closer, quite a bit closer. So we're not in the thousands, we're more in the hundreds. 300, you're very close. That's actually quite close. 500, oh, you're both really close. So we're in the middle of 300 and 500. Not quite. William? 900? In the middle of 300 and 500. 400, exactly right. Spot on. 400 miles they've travelled. So that's the next figure. Right, the next ingredient is mushrooms. Now, these mushrooms don't have to travel very far at all by comparison to the other things, because mushrooms are grown in this country. So that's the one ingredient I have got that's definitely grown in this country. How far do you reckon? Mushrooms. 100. A little bit more than that, a bit more than that. 200. Spot on. Yes, 200 miles about on average, because they come from another part of this country. And then I've got another ingredient, black pepper. You've got to have a bit of black pepper on your pizza, haven't you? Makes it tasty. How far do you think black pepper has to come? 1,000? Oh, a bit more than, quite a lot more than that actually, because this black pepper comes from India. India, it's grown there. Charlie? 25,000? Not quite. A little bit less than that, about a fifth of that. 5,000, spot on. Good maths. Okay, we're on the last ingredient now. Okay, so we had 5,000 for black pepper. And then we're on the last ingredient. Oh, this is the mozzarella cheese. You know that special pizza cheese that when it melts, it goes all gooey and lovely and delicious. You've got to have mozzarella cheese on your pizza. And do you know where that comes from? In which country it comes from? Yes, Andrew. Italy. It comes from Italy. Yes, it does. So how far do you think that has to come? Charlie? 1,000. You're exactly right. Well done. We've got them all. Wow. So that's all the figures. So how far have all these ingredients travelled to get onto the pizza? Do you know, Noah? 23,000 miles. Wow. 23,000. So added them all up. Is that what you added them up as well, Tegan? What did you get? Oh, you've not done it yet. Hang on. We'll come back to Tegan. 23,000 miles. All these ingredients have had to travel to get onto the pizza. Even though I ordered it from just round the corner. It's a long way, isn't it? It's lots of food. Because lots of our food travels really far to get to our supermarkets. It comes from all over the world. Check the labels when you're buying fruits and vegetables and you'll see that they come from all sorts of different countries. And they travel, on average, vegetables travel 600 miles to get to our supermarkets. That's the average number of miles that they have to travel. And these are called food miles. And the more the food travels, the worse it is for our planet. Because, we cause pollution when things travel. And so it's not so good. We'd rather have things that travel a shorter distance, really. That's better for our planet. And also, some farmers in some of those countries which are very far away and very warm, they don't always get fair prices for their food either. And so low food miles are a good thing. So when you're shopping, it's a good idea to have a look and see if you can buy things that are local. And if you can grow things in your own garden, like William with his tomatoes, then that's really good too, because that doesn't have to travel far at all. And it's fun. So our Bible reading today reminds us that God has created a world in which all different kinds of food can grow. We have so many different kinds of food to choose from. Most of us have enough that we can share with those who don't have enough. And that's what we're doing today with our food bank collection. But we mustn't forget that God wants us to take care of creation, to take enough but not too much food. To think carefully about how many food miles the things we buy have travelled. and to know that it's okay for it to be enough, but to try and make sure that it's not too many. We should make sure that the things we buy are things we know that farmers have been paid a fair price for too. We should check the labels on our food to make sure. That's how we follow God's laws and show our care and concern for all of creation. So let us come to Tegan now and see, did you get a total? 23,100. Good one, we got the total. It's a lot of miles, isn't it? So let's finish by just praying that we would care for creation. Creator God, thank you for food from around the world and for the different tastes that we enjoy. Help us to use the resources of the earth wisely and well, for the benefit of all peoples. Amen.